بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, one of the greatest tools, weapons against the promptings of shaitan, the insinuations of shaitan, the attacks of shaitan, the ploys of shaitan, is dhikrullah. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely beneficial and most powerful in warding away the wasawis of shaitan, the whisperings of shaitan. Shaitan tries his level best to mislead mankind. In fact, in one hadith it is mentioned that shaitan had taken a vow in the greatness and loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, as long as man has life, I will continue to mislead him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a vow, an oath on his own grandeur and majesty and power. And Allah said, as long as man has life, I will never close the door of Tawbah. I will continue to forgive man. So on the one hand, we have the promptings of shaitan. On the other hand, we have the divine assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the tafsir of Surah An-Nas, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. We're not going to go into the tafsir. But there the ulama and mufassirin write in the report from Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma that shaitan squats. فَإِنَّهُ جَاسِمٌ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ ابْنِ آدَمٍ. He squats right by the heart of man. And he waits. The moment man becomes negligent, ghafala, he becomes ghafil. In other words, he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gets involved in things that will take him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from salat, from his ibadat. Then shaitan insinuates, he puts whispers into the heart of man. And this is how he now gains some type of control. And he seduces man, he lures man to cause, to do some sin, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the moment the person takes the name of Allah, فَإِذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ, when the man takes the name of Allah, then shaitan flees from there. He moves away. Ibtada, he moves away. It is mentioned in one narration that when adhan is called out, adhan, in adhan there is dhikr. We are talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. There is nobody more superior and greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is most great. And we are proclaiming the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got no partners. La ilaha illallah. We are declaring the shahadatain. We are bearing witness that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And we are calling towards salah and towards success. So this dhikr, this dua, the da'wah of adhan, the call of adhan, a great dhikr. The moment shaitan hears this, he flees. He becomes so overgripped with fear and anxiety, he cannot take, he cannot stand the name of Allah being sounded. And he runs away. And when azan terminates, then shaitan comes back. But the moment the iqama takes place, again he flees. Until when salat commences, then shaitan comes. It is a particular name of this shaitan who comes into to distract the man from his salat. His name is Khinzab. Khinzab. So now he causes confusion, takes away our mind, our thoughts. Then the man doesn't know either 3 rakats or 4 rakats. So shaitan tries his level best. Every single attempt to cause harm to man. So he causes us to make sins, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He He wants us to feel miserable. He wants to humiliate us. He scares us of poverty. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ He frightens you that you'll become poor. You rather cheat and deceive your customers and you'll get some money and this is how you make some profit. He'll teach you how to do all haram ways of doing business. Or haram ways of gaining some money and income. This is shaitan. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي سُدُورِ النَّاسِ Who keeps on whispering into the hearts of men. And he cannot take it when a person is now making sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he's making dhikr of Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا And the pious, those who Allah wala, those who have taqwa, the moment there is some whisperings of shaitan, تَذَكَّرُوا They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ Quran says, whenever shaitan tries to cause whisperings into you, then say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ I seek protection in Allah from shaitan who is the most wretched, the cursed. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions that shaitan squats at the heart of man and he waits for man to become ghafil of Allah. And this is when he starts his insinuation. But the moment the person makes a dhikr of Allah, then shaitan moves away as far as possible. He is unable to withstand and tolerate the name of Allah being taken. Therefore, mashayikh have said that amongst the various benefits and virtues and blessings of and advantages of dhikrullah, like how it is the polish of the heart, it removes the pride, the arrogance, the jealousy. It also keeps shaitan far away from us. And this is what we require. The shaitan must not come near me and tempt me, seduce me, lure me into sin. So all the time a believer, he will remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is why a dhakir, a true dhakir, one who is always in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he easily combats the ploys of shaitan. He knows this is the ploy of shaitan. You know what shaitan does in the end of the day? He's sitting on his throne over the sea, and then all the other shayateen, they all come in and report back to him for what they did during the day. And somebody will say, I came and I made that person steal and I made this person do this and that. And each one, they will give the wrongdoings they did. But nothing will impress Iblis, the main shaitan Iblis. Nothing will impress him until one person will come, one of the shayateen. He will say, I cause a friction between husband and wife. I cause a separation between husband and wife. When this is being said to Iblis, he says, Wah! Shabash! Congratulations! So this is what shaitan wants. He wants to cause disunity, friction, animosity, hatred. He makes you feel depressed. He makes you feel anxious, humiliated. All he is interested in is to take many, many people into Jahannam with him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so kind, so kind. Allah has given us this weapon or this tool of dhikrullah. The moment we see Allah, Allah, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, then this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it chases away shaitan. It wards shaitan away. Allah ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq and hidayat that our tongues be moist in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must be moist in the dhikr of Allah. There's one dua, Allahumma ja'alni dhakkaran laka, shakkaran laka. Allah, make me such that I remember you often. It's not occasional, as we mentioned the other night. We must not be seasonal Muslims. Yes, we are weak, and we acknowledge, we confess, and Allah is so kind, Allah creates avenues to forgive us, and Allah gives us chances to make amends, and to make tawbah, and to make istighfar. Allah picks us up, Allah lifts us, Allah elevates our position. And Allah forgives us, and Allah helps us. And despite the wrongs that we do on a daily basis, Allah still feeds us, still nourishes us. He's so kind to us. All Allah wants us to make sure the direction of our life is towards Him. So when Shaitan tries to whisper into our hearts, move us away from our right qibla, then we make the dhikr of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make the true dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah protect us from the whisperings of nafs and shaitan. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Sayyid Durus Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله your name is so blessed my Allah so beautiful so soothing my Allah Ya Allah, give us the lazzat and the taste of your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, may give us the contentment of the heart when we make the dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us true dhakirin and shakirin. Ya Allah, you protect us from the promptings of shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika al-mustafa. خير الخلق كلهم يا الله forgive us for every single sin we committed may Allah major sins we committed in our life minor sins may Allah knowingly unknowingly in public in privacy in the darkness of the night in broad daylight may Allah اے مالک کریم یا غفار الذنوب ستار العیوب may Allah يا الله you concealed our sins may Allah يا الله you did not embarrass and humiliate us may Allah يا الله but you covered our sins may Allah Ya Allah, forgive us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Make us become nek and salih, my Allah. Make us become righteous and pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your marifat, ya Allah. Give us your ishq and muhabbat. And the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have got so many hadat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what are our worries and concerns, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what we desire, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what's in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what we need, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's need, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-Gham, Mufarrij al-Ham, Mujib da'wat al-Muttarreen, Iza da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhir wa Rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك Allah grant all of us afiyat Allah grant us afiyat in this world and the akhirat my Allah
Allah give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah give us the closest with you, my Allah. Then bond the attachment with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy our ruku and sujood, my Allah. Make us enjoy begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy our ibadat, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of making more and more a'mal saliha. Allah, strengthen our iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Protect us from the evil of the evil ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the jealousy of the jealous ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, any person who wishes to harm us in any way, Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, my Allah. Help the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, especially in Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children, my Allah. So many have lost their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many mothers have become widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many children have become yateem, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You are Hakim and Hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you have commanded us to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, send your special mercies in the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Whichever part of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat the ummah has, my Allah. Ya Allah, he is your Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, he is your special Nabi's ummah, my Allah. Your most beloved Nabi, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are his ummah. We are making shukr you made us in this ummah of beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. We have done wrong. We have angered you, my Allah. We acknowledge, we confess our weaknesses. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess the wrongs that we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat you have given us, my Allah. Big and small, those ni'mat that we know of, and even that which we are not aware of, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us muhtaj, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those whose ihsan is upon us in any way, ya Allah, you shower them with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. All those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, so many, ya Allah, friends, ya Allah, so many people we know, my Allah, and so many others in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got different complications and problems, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, you are Shafi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. Allah, all the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, just today, my Allah, the masoom child who was doing hifz of the Holy Quran, my Allah. Young boy, my Allah, he passed away in the accident, my Allah. Ya Allah, make his maghfirat, my Allah. So lucky he is, and the angels will complete his Quran in the qabr for him, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for his parents, ya Allah. Ya Allah, his mother and sister who are also injured, ya Allah, grant them shifai kamil, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many others, ya Allah, we are unaware of, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hawdi kothur water from Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab, without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, Ya Allah, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Protect them from all types of trials and tribulations, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Give them barakah in their lives, my Allah. Our youth, my Allah. Our women folk, our adults, our elderly, my Allah. Our young ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.